This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Now then, I saw today, well, one thing that's happening is they appear to be bundling national carrier reciprocity with the NIC, the fixed NICS bill. And among people endorsing this program, and I guess it's because they want the national reciprocity, which if we get national, well, let me rephrase that. It's going to pass the House anyway. And why they're doing this is beyond me, unless they're trying to force the Senate to pass it this way, too. But they're bundling it with the fixed NICS thing. Now, you know, a lot of people have come out. You know, I talked about the fixed NICS bill as it was, or as it is, coming out of the Senate last night. And people like Michael Hammonds of the NRA, or not the NRA, GOA, he's the General Counsel of Gun Owners of America. He doesn't like them bundling with it. And yet Gun Owners of America has endorsed this configuration, as has the NRA. Their thinking is that this getting the national reciprocity will override any of the bad parts that will be in the NICS, and possibly each one of those could be effectively dealt with in a line item fashion to where they couldn't start all of these other lists, which that's the problem with the lists. This would, with part of what they're talking about doing in the fixed NICS, that would encourage lists and putting people on prohibited persons lists. And that's what we don't want to have. That needs to be a defined, ironclad set of criteria. It does not need to be one that can evolve and is living, breathing, that kind of thing. Now, one of the things that happened, there's a mechanism in place where if you fail, with the NICS background check, if you take the background check and you cannot walk out with a gun initially, which is 99% of the people that get them, you're going to walk out of there with the gun that day, unless you're in a state that has a 10-day waiting period or a 5-day or whatever the arbitrary number is. If you're in a state like mine, you're going to walk out with it that day, unless they need to seek other information. Then they have 3 days to, you know, give you a thumbs up or a thumbs down. If you get the gun after 3 days and then they come back with the background check on the 11th day and they have determined that you are a prohibited person, they have a mechanism in place to go and get those guns. The FBI issues what is referred to as a retrieval order, and then the ATF is responsible for collecting the weapon. I do not know if you get your money back. I presume you do, but I don't know the details of that particular one. Last year, they did it a lot. Last year, they did it 4,170 times, largest number in 10 years, up from 2,892 requests in 2015. Now, in 2016, the NICS conducted 27.5 million background checks. And according to the New York Post and former ATF official David Chipman oversaw the retrieval program. Chipman told the USA Today that these are people who shouldn't have weapons in the first place, and it just takes one to do something that could have tragic consequences. Okay, big deal. I understand you feeling like you need to justify it. But, you know, he told the USA Today that FBI examiners who review gun buyers' backgrounds see the risks and feel tremendous pressure to make a determination within the three-day period. That conjures a question for me. Why don't we have a clear-cut set of standards that they have to bounce this off of? Or why don't we use the other one, which they refer to as the BIDS system, B-I-D-S, and I don't know what that stands for, but this is where they're bouncing your name off of people that can't have guns. If you're going to have a list of prohibited persons, let's have that list, and if your name is Bill Frady and somebody else's name is Bill Frady too, have all kinds of identifiers for that one Bill Frady that's on the list, and if I'm Bill Frady by name, but I don't have the other identifiers like Social Security number, place of residence, age, race, gender, you know, I'm sure there's women named Bill Frady all over the place, then you determine that I am the good guy and I can buy my gun. The way they're doing it, they're basically, whenever somebody gets out there and says, well, we feel tremendous, well, why don't you just have a set of criteria to bounce it off of? Now, General Counsel for the National Shooting Sports Foundation, Larry Keene, told USA Today that what we support are more resources for the NICS operation to process the volume of requests. And that's very reasonable. You would think this would be a job maker. But then we come to the bipartisan group of senators led by Senator John Cornyn. And he introduced legislation last month that would penalize agencies that fail to properly report criminal and mental health records to the NICS, according to the USA Today. The bill would also direct more federal funding to accurate reporting of domestic violence records. Who's seen the first Judge Dredd? In the first Judge Dredd, it's sort of a dystopian future. Some of the justices on the tribunal are saying that they should add execution for lesser crimes because they're just having trouble dealing with all of these other things, so they want to lump it all into one category. Getting out there and saying records, what kind of records? What is the limit to these kinds of records? Is there going to be a new kind of record next month? Is there going to be a kind of record if I see the problem with this is when you have these things that are so open-ended like this, where records can be kept and you can be on a record and you can be on a list, then what if one day, you know, with Obamacare, they were going to cross-reference a lot of things. Like, if you are having a mental health issue, you're not a danger to anybody. Let's say your spouse died. Or your dog died. Or let's say you lost your job or something. You're just having a momentary bout of depression. And you're taking something to help you sleep and something to just make you just try to get over this feeling. If that shows up, and at the same time, you're in a place where they keep records of how many people have guns and you're one of those guys too, then guess what? You might come down on a list of prohibited persons. And if they're going to continue to add to this list, they've already added the medical marijuana people, which is legal for them to have the medical marijuana. I don't necessarily agree with marijuana use, but, you know, we live in a world today where they're abusing opioids. So anything out there, just like, you know, guns can be used for good purposes and bad purposes, anything out there can be abused. So who am I to sit back and say, well, this is good and this is bad? What I'm saying is that if it's lawful, why should it make you prohibited? If it's lawful for you to seek treatment for a mental issue, why should you become prohibited? There's got to be certain tiers. There's got to be parameters to meet, not just because you took some drug. But all that being said, this system has always been in place. It has been since the three-day wait and everything else. And they have been using it. And a couple of times it has failed because of the way they report to the system. Failed with Dylann Roof. It failed with this guy. It failed with the guy in Sutherland Springs. It failed with the guy at Virginia Tech. So at the end of the day, you're still relying on humans to do this for you. And getting out there and passing a bunch of laws to make it unlawful doesn't mean it won't happen. There's other ways to go with that. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer can only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Let's talk about these 4,000 guns that were sold, delivered, taken out, and then seized by the ATF. Now, the flaws exposed in the NICS system by Sutherland Springs, everybody involved with the system already knew about it. And they did nothing about it. Nobody's done anything about it. I don't know where you would start, but, you know, the fact that there was no will to do something about it is, you know, My first thought would be, FBI, why were you not jumping up and down on the soapbox demanding that all of the records that are supposed to be put in there by law are put in there? Because whether you agree with the background check or not, right now they're the law, and the Air Force blew it on that particular one. They failed to input the information into the system. It's plain and it's simple. But is the lack of data being input the only flaw in the system by any stretch of the imagination? Well, they had to seize 4,100 guns last year. They bought these guns at gun shops, and most were after the NICS failed to report that the individual was prohibited. It happened after the 3 days. So, you know, USA Today wrote, federal authorities sought to take back guns from thousands of people the background check system should have blocked from buying weapons because they had criminal records, mental health issues, or other problems that would disqualify them. USA Today review found the FBI issued more than 4,000 requests last year for agents for the ATF to retrieve guns from prohibited buyers. It's the largest number of such retrieval requests in 10 years, according to FBI records, an especially striking statistic after revelations that a breakdown of the background check system allowed a troubled Air Force veteran to buy a rifle later used to kill 26 worshippers at a Texas church last month. The FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check System vets millions of gun purchase transactions every year. But the thousands of gun seizure requests highlight persistent problems in a system where analysts must complete background checks within 3 days of the proposed purchase. If the background check is not complete within the 72-hour time limit, federal law allows the sale to go forward. ATF agents are asked to take back the guns if the FBI later finds these sales should be denied. Now, what they're basically saying is 3 days is not enough time, which is absolute poppycock. Yeah. The claim is that they're overworked and mistakes get made in EIEIO. A former ATF agent even called the 3-day provision on background checks reckless. The 3-day provision on background checks is a check in itself against the power of the government. Like it or not, gun grabber, this particular agent now works for the Giffords organization, so you know where his loyalties lie, and it is not, of course, with your constitutional right. Now, to put it in perspective, 4,000 mistakes sound like a lot of mistakes, but the NICS processed 27.5 million checks in 2016 alone. That's the perspective to take it in from. Now, when you're looking at that, according to the NSSF, 90% of all checks are completed almost immediately after the request is forwarded to the FBI. He said less than 1% of all firearms transactions are later referred to the ATF for retrieval. When you're talking to Mr. Keene, who should actually, being a counsel, he should actually understand that he needs to get better precision with his numbers, he overstates the problem. We're looking at 0.015% of all background checks made resulted in a situation like this, not 1%. And what has happened there is a journalism trick. Journalists note that people won't freak about a number that represents 0.015%. Even if that represents millions of people, that sounds so much, so that percentage is so small it's a blip. It simply can't be presented as being that small a sample. So what they do is phrase it in such a way that will grab your attention. Thousands sounds like so much larger a problem than 0.015%, 0.015%, even if it's the exact same thing. Thousands get your attention. It makes it seem like something you need to be concerned with. Makes it a problem you should be talking about with your coworkers around the office water cooler. But the numbers are what they are. And does that mean that USA Today meant to mislead people? Maybe. Because this trick really has more to do with marketing your story to editors and the readers. This works on the editors too. And less with manipulation as a general rule. If the headline doesn't grab you, if that happens enough, no one will buy the paper access website. So basically what they're saying is that they generate clickbait. But they did cross the line. And the way they did it was in presenting this information with no reference to just how many total background checks do take place. They did not provide sufficient information so the reader could discern the scope of the problem for themselves. And there's only two reasons to do that. You're either lazy or you are a liar. Laziness is just failing to do it because you couldn't be bothered. But the report is done in a manner where laziness doesn't appear to be an issue. They contacted people from both sides, quoted them, and appear to have done the difficult legwork just fine. It was in the minute detail that things began to come up missing, and that doesn't mean laziness couldn't be an issue. After all, everyone overlooked something that might have been revealed with just a bit more work of time, from time to time, right? And didn't the reporter quote Keene from the NSSF? Yeah. At the end of the story, to look balanced. This is called using the inverted pyramid. You put the most important information at the top of the story or your agenda, and then you work your way down in order of importance. And the inverted pyramid means that little minute point at the tip of the pyramid, that's where they place the pro-gun aspect of it. And they do this so that editors can make cuts to it easily, and they just start at the bottom to chop off information so it will fit into the newspaper space available. And that is in use today in the age of the internet still. But Keene's quote was at the bottom. It's where readers are least likely to see it, meaning many will read a chunk of the story and click away to read something else. And they have no reason to believe this is really a non-issue because they clicked away before that. Now, if you took his quote with a lack of information about the total number of background checks and put it at the top, then you're getting somewhere as actually, you know, if you have both sides in the top part of the pyramid. The fact is that there is no problem with massive numbers of bad guys getting guns and then doing horrible things. They even note that the ATF agents charged with recovering these guns don't view most of these people as dangerous. That's because few ever do anything dangerous with those guns. The problem here is when supposedly unbiased media outlets present a manipulated fact set in order to sell their narrative. That's the big problem. That's the worst problem. Shaping a narrative so that you believe it's gospel, you believe the inevitability and everything. You know, they're still trying to do it. They're still trying to set your mind for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. I haven't really said anything about the Steinle verdict. Steinle verdict is indicative to me that America has lost its way. If you believe the part where he didn't mean to shoot her, he still shot her. That's still manslaughter. For those of you that are unfamiliar with what I'm talking about, Kate Steinle was a young lady, 30-something, I'm not sure. She was out for dinner with her parents. She was a woman who was shot and killed reportedly by an illegal immigrant who had been deported back to Mexico several times, but was now lounging and relaxing in San Francisco thanks to the city's sanctuary city status. The illegal, a man named Jose Ines Garcia Zarate, was found not guilty in the murder of Kate Steinle. And I don't know which publication we get this from, but here we have, I think, from Daily Caller. After 12 days of testimony, 2 days of closing arguments, 28 hours of deliberations, a jury of 6 men and 6 women acquitted defendant Zarate of first and second degree murder and involuntary manslaughter, as well as assault with a semi-automatic weapon in the fatal shooting of Kate Steinle. He was found guilty of illegal firearms possession. That carries a sentence of 16 months to 3 years. Francisco Ugarte, defense attorney, said, "Today is a vindication for the rights of immigrants. Nothing about Garcia Zarate's ethnicity or immigration status was relevant in this case." I'll get to that in a minute. Garcia Zarate, who's been deported 5 times and was awaiting deportation for 6 times, was released by the San Francisco Sheriff's Department weeks before Steinle was shot and killed, despite a request from federal authorities to detain him. At the time, the sheriff cited the city sanctuary policy as a reason for this discharge. That sheriff, of course, has since been unelected. To this defense attorney, Francisco Ugarte, "I would say this to you, sir. Illegal immigrants don't have any rights in the United States. We, as a matter of fact, they have the same rights in the United States that I have in Mexico, which is none. That's the way it should be. This is another instance, as Yeager puts it, of them using us against us. A lot of people outraged by this verdict, and that's perfectly understandable. It has taken the sanctuary city concept and basically turned it into, you know, the people they're offering sanctuary to are obviously criminals, right? That's what's happening here. Practically no one was arguing that Zarate didn't fire the gun, including Zarate. So how did he get off? And I'm not a lawyer, but from what I found, it's a case of the prosecution going for the biggest charges that they could, and it was due to the, you know, maybe it was due to the political environment or some other factor, who knows. Either way, they went for murder. Zarate argued that the weapon discharged by accident. I believe he stole a Sig Sauer P229, which is a single fire, a single action, double action pistol, hammer fired. It's a very good pistol. It is not the kind of pistol that just shoots itself like it's in that Stephen King movie, Maximum Overdrive. You know, the bad adaptation. Also from the Daily Caller, prosecutor Diane Garcia said in her closing rebuttal that she didn't know why Garcia Zarate had fired the weapon, but that he created a risk of death by bringing the gun to the pier that day. Witnesses described him twirling around on a chair for at least 20 minutes before he fired it. Then he was seen running away, leaving behind a scene of chaos. The round ricocheted on the concrete walkway of the pier before it struck Steinle, and her last words were, "Help me, Dad." Therein lies the problem. Based upon my layman's understanding of California law, the issue here is intent. Both first and second degree murder, they require an individual to have an intent to kill. First degree murder involves premeditation. Second degree is more of a heat of the moment kind of thing, which leaves manslaughter. And there I am baffled. If you pull the trigger on a gun, if I'm in here, I didn't say he was an immigrant. I said he was an illegal alien too. So if I'm here and I discharge a weapon and it strikes a bunch of stuff and then hits somebody in my house and they die, I have committed involuntary manslaughter. And I don't get to get by with just, you know, malicious or negligent firing of a gun, which is basically what he got, basically. Maybe the prosecutors pushed so hard on the murder charges that the jury really didn't consider the manslaughter charges. I'm not sure. It's also worth noting the complete and total lack of riots here. Now, in other cases where a leftist cause has been not been, you know, like in the case of Trayvon Martin, for example, or Michael Brown, when they came back and said that these people had actually been defending themselves, that caused riots, especially in Ferguson, Missouri. Right now, people all over the country are outraged over this verdict, but not a single building has been burned. Not a single window has been smashed. Nothing is happening. It's almost like those who are upset at this verdict are more mature than some of the folks I can think of in places like Ferguson, Missouri, and elsewhere. I'm not... On the one hand, I look at everybody and I say, good, good for us. This guy... It was illegal for him to be here. So when you're getting out there and you're talking about his status was never relevant, yeah, it was. Counselor, it was totally relevant. If he had been where he belonged, which is in his country, if he had not been where he didn't belong, which was here, he would not have been the one pulling that trigger. And then... that brings up other questions. Would there have been anybody that had that gun on that pier? Would there have been anybody spinning in that chair? Would there have been anybody that pulled the trigger and it bounced off of the sidewalk and hit her in the back? Answer to all of those, probably not. So, yes, this illegal immigrant, this criminal, and that's what illegal means, criminal. You know, you can... It's a little bit like trespassing. I saw a video the other day where a guy had been followed around in a Walmart. I haven't been in a Walmart in 4 years. And if I have my way, I'll never go in another one. And that's because they have a different set of rules in Walmart. Walmart's a whole different world, and I don't want to be in it. Not because I'm going to cause trouble, I just don't want to be in it. This guy, for whatever reason, he decided to go in there anyway, knowing he was going to get followed. He got followed. Somebody thought he might be trying to steal something. Then they called the cops. He hadn't stolen anything. He was in a checkout lane, and they came up to him and said, "You're banned from Walmart." The cop told him that they had served him. They'd given him the word that this guy was banned from Walmart and Sam's stores. Don't have to have a reason to ban you from them either. But once that happens, if you step into the Walmart, you're doing something illegal. You're somewhere where you're not allowed to be. Now, how is it okay in these United States for a bunch of people that are hourly paid in a Walmart to make a determination that you can't be there, and we have a set of laws saying you can't be here, and that is of no consequence? How is that? How is that? You know, we've got one that is a constitutional subject. We've got another one that is a store policy. And the one that is store policy is upheld by the law. By law enforcement, anyway. They should just come out there and take you out. But no justice for Kate. No justice for Kate. And no justice for the country. That was bad. That's a bad indicator for this country. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk.
Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Last time on the firing line. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. The other thing that's bugging me most right now is that the Republicans are allowing this Mueller masquerade to go on. He hasn't found anything. And he's spending money, and he's running all over the place looking at all kinds of things, and you got to wonder just exactly how far his purview extends. But then now we're finding out that there's been a fix. Former FBI counterintelligence expert Peter Strozok. He was demoted by Mueller following a series of anti-Trump tweets to his mistress. He was the individual responsible for changing the wording in Comey's statement on Hillary Clinton's handling of classified information from grossly negligent, which is, you know, that's criminal, to extremely careless. And that single change probably kept Pantsuit out of jail. It has been revealed that Strozok was the FBI agent who interviewed both Cheryl Mills and Huma Abedin, Hillary Clinton's two top aides. Mills and Abedin made misleading statements to the FBI in that interview, and they went unpunished, unlike Michael Flynn. That's a demonstrably partisan investigator who has been at the center of an investigation that could potentially lead to the impeachment of a president of the United States makes it impossible for Mueller to claim that his investigation is unbiased and independent. First, Strozok gave Clinton a get-out-of-jail edit to Comey's statement. Coming from, of all places, CNN, electronic records show that Peter Strozok, who led the investigation into the private email server as the number two official in the counterintelligence division, changed Comey's early draft language describing Clinton's actions as grossly negligent to extremely careless. The drafting process was a team effort, CNN is told, with a handful of people reviewing the language as edits were made, according to another U.S. official familiar with the matter. The shift from grossly negligent to extremely careless, which may appear pedestrian at first glance, reflected a decision by the FBI that could have had potentially significant legal implications, as the federal law governing the mishandling of classified material establishes criminal penalties for gross negligence. Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley raised questions about why the change was made after receiving documents from the FBI last month, but the identity of who was behind the edit had not been reported until now. CNN has also learned that Strozok was the FBI official who signed the document officially opening the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election, according to sources familiar with the matter. As the number two official in counterintelligence, he was considered to be one of the top experts on Russia. But the news of his direct role in the statement that ultimately cleared the former Democratic presidential candidate of wrongdoing, now combined with the fact that he was dismissed from Mueller's team after exchanging private messages with an FBI lawyer that could be seen as favoring Clinton politically, may give ammunition to those seeking for ways to discredit Mueller's Russia investigation. Well, how about a little more ammunition there, CNN? Coming from the Daily Caller, the FBI agent who was fired for sending these text messages, conducted the interviews with the two aides. Neither of the associates faced legal consequences for their misleading statements, which they made in interviews last year with former FBI Section Chief Peter Strzok. I'm sure Mills and Abedin were relieved when they figured out they were being interviewed in a friendly interview. A review of the documents conducted by the Daily Caller shows that Mills and Abedin told Strzok and Loftman that they were not aware of Clinton's server until after she left the State Department. Notes from the Mills May 28, 2016 interview. Mills did not learn Clinton was using a private server until after Clinton's Department of State tenure. Mills stated she was not even sure she knew what a server was at the time. Yeah, these things are brand new, right? Don't you know that? Abedin did not know she had a private server until after a year and a half ago when it became public knowledge. But undercutting these denials were our email exchanges in which both Mills and Abedin either directly discussed or were involved in discussing Clinton's server. Like HRC email coming back, a server okay, Mills asked in a February 27, 2010 email to Abedin and Justin Cooper, a longtime aide to Bill Clinton, who helped set up the Clinton server. Cooper replied, "You're funny, we're on the same server." Mills and Abedin were also involved in an August 30, 2011 exchange in which State Department official Stephen Mull mentioned that Clinton's email server is down. And in a January 9, 2011 email exchange, Cooper told Abedin that Clinton's email server had been malfunctioning because someone was trying to hack us. "Had to shut down the server," wrote Cooper, who told the FBI in his interviews that he discussed Clinton's server with Abedin in 2009 when it was being set up. In his congressional testimony last year, Comey gave both of his aides a pass online to the FBI. Comey said, "Having done many investigations myself, there's always conflicting recollections of facts, some of which are central to the investigation, some of which are peripheral." Jason Chaffetz didn't take that. He said, "I think she lied to everybody." He said of Mills in an interview on Fox News, "There's direct evidence that she actually did know." And he added that Comey's defense of Mills makes no sense. And it makes no sense today. Abedin and Mills lied through their teeth. Because if they told the truth, they both feared getting caught up in Hillary's legal troubles. They might have gone to jail themselves if Strzok hadn't changed the language in Comey's recommendation. Even if you buy the narrative that all of this isn't evidence, but rather supposition, which is what they're trying to do now. They're trying to change the perception of what they're looking at. You still have an appearance of impropriety. And it is completely overwhelming looking at it from just, you know, head on. So this special counsel either needs to pick up his game or pick up his stuff and go home. We have spent a year. Trump has had to spend a year deflecting and dealing with accusations. And the Republicans have done nothing about it. The Democrats, I get. The Democrats are mad. The Democrats are mad. And here's another thing. The FBI is trashed. It is toast. It is weaponized. It is compromised. Somebody's going to have to go in. Somebody needs to go into these agencies, these deep state agencies, and just wholesale fire everybody. And if we don't have them for a year or two, I don't even know if we'll be able to tell the difference. How many of you know FBI people? I don't know any FBI people. If this is going to be the way they go, then we need to clean it out and start all over again. The FBI is not this, you know, we had it during the time of J. Edgar Hoover. J. Edgar Hoover was a master blackmailer. He got away. He tried to act. All of these people, if the American military has to be subservient to the civilian commanders, you better believe everybody else needs to be. Everybody needs to answer to somebody. When you're out there running around flying by the seat of your pants and you feel like you have no oversight, nobody has oversight on you, you're going to do and continue to do all kinds of things all the time. It is simply that simple. Is that even the correct way to use that word? Should I say it is simply that simple? I don't know. Nevertheless. You know, most of the people in the FBI are honest, without a doubt. I have no doubt about it. But they have so much, their credibility is so shredded. And when you get an agency that loses its way, and they become politicized, and then they become weaponized, it's time to start all over again. It's time to move on and go to the next chapter. And we have reached that moment, unfortunately, here with the FBI. Time to move on. So, tomorrow night, we're going to have the guys from the Arbalest Quarrel. And I'm going to introduce you to a gentleman named Blaine Topkins. And we'll talk about what he's bringing tomorrow. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.